Hi, I'm Kathy Pickering, and I'm the Chief Tax Officer at HRBlock.com. The things that people need to know about this year for the tax season are, first, there's updated tax brackets. They've been expanded for inflation. And what that means is that people are starting to see slightly bigger refunds than they've seen in the past couple years, which is great news. The second thing is that the electric vehicle credits for purchasing either a new or a used electric vehicle are available, and that can mean up to $7,500 in tax credits. And the third thing is we're watching the child tax credit legislation. There's plans to expand it, but people don't need to wait to see what happens. You can file now. The IRS will automatically adjust your refund and send any additional money if you're eligible for it. So there's a number of benefits for filing early. First, it locks your Social Security number so that nobody else can file a fraudulent return using your information. Second, it'll help you get a quicker refund. First in, first out. And third, gives you a little bit more time to pay if you ended up owing money for your taxes. For gig workers, there's an important update. There's been a delay in the lower reporting thresholds, and what that means is it impacts users of Etsy, Venmo, the rideshare platforms. They don't have to report income to the IRS unless you've made $20,000 or more. So what this means is it gives you more time to prepare. Next year in 2025, that threshold will be $5,000. There are so many ways to file your taxes these days, from online using do-it-yourself tools and now new exciting artificial intelligence to help with that, all the way to being able to make an appointment with a tax preparer that you can work with either virtually or in person. For more information, go to hrblock.com.